This is Web Hack Wednesday, episode 9.
Okay, so it's Wednesday again, and this is Web Hack Wednesday. I'm Martin Beebe.
And I'm Martin Kern.
And today we're going to be talking about auto scaling in Azure.
We are, for sure.
That's the worst joke.
I know, but you know. You didn't do a joke today, so I thought I'd come in with one that I've been saving that one up.
Good work, yeah.
Ever since we've been considering an Azure session, I've been like, I'm going to say that for sure, Jake. I've done that now.
I think it's probably the best one we've ever seen on the show.
Possibly.
So, yeah. But let's talk about Azure.
We use
Azure for all of our web hosting at the moment. I don't think I have anything anywhere. I used to use a company called Fast Hosts.
Yeah, I used to use a company called ASPnethosting.co.uk.
Oh, no, I used to discount ASP.net as well.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah, so there's loads of different places that you can get ASP.net hosting.
Certainly there's a shortage of places to host websites.
Yeah, and also I used to do a lot of PHP development, Elg development, and I used to host all those social networks, which I developed in Elg on some Linux boxes somewhere. But I've migrated all of that, everything now to Azure.
Yeah.
And actually, for the most part, to the Azure app service and the websites which run on those app services.
Yeah, I mean the key thing I suppose about the Azure app service is it's a PaaS service, so platform as a service.
Yep.
So the beauty of it really is your website, and there's lots of ways you can do that. We'll probably talk about that in a different session. But and that's it. You don't care about servers. You don't care about backups or patching or service packs or any of that stuff, or even IIS or the web server that it's running on. You literally just upload your website and Azure takes care of the rest, basically.
Yeah, and you can know as little or as much as you want about how it actually works.
Yeah, yeah. I prefer to know almost nothing.
I think some of it works. Some of it's quite useful when you sort of dig into actually how it actually is running and working. It can be quite useful, specifically when you've got more complicated configurations to do.
Yeah, sure.
But what we're going to be talking about specifically today is scaling. And the way that scaling works.
So one of the benefits of about it being a PaaS service rather than just simply a hosting service, it does have a lot of extra features that you won't necessarily get in other places. So features like deployment slots, source code integration. There's a bunch of value-added features that you get with the Azure App Service. And auto-scale is one of them, which I think is quite an interesting one.
Okay.
So I've got a website set up.
I'll switch over to your screen.
So, because we're doing a scale demo, we're going to run up a few instances here. It might cost a little bit of money, so I'm on your subscription.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
That's all right. I like to share these things.
Essentially, quite a good point, though, is when you're using something like Azure, you can, obviously, you have your own subscriptions as well, but you can, there's a sort of user account management sort of stuff that you can do. So I don't actually have access to your subscription.
No, you've given me access to yours.
Yes, so that we can, that was purely because it was helpful to have all of our kind of demos that we do in one single place running on one subscription.
And it's fine, because this is a demo that we're doing and it's fine, don't worry about it. Yeah.
But the actual person which costs me the most money on Azure is you.
Is it?
Rather than me, yeah.
Excellent. Well, you know.
You do more with my
It's all valid stuff, it's fine. So anyway, so we've got this website. It's called mswebdayscale.azurewebsites.net. You can go to that right now. It's basically a version of the website we use for our MS Webday events.
All right.
So we go around the country, we talk to web developers about the Microsoft Web Platform. We go to Bristol on the 17th of March.
Right.
And we have a little website. The actual website is MS Webday.
We're sold out on the Bristol 17th of March.
Yeah.
We should update that.
Well, this is a copy of the website.
I was going to say, I think we've updated that. It should say sold out.
There's lots of things about this that aren't quite the same, but that's just...
In fact, it shouldn't say Bristol there. It will say Newcastle on the live website. It should be saying Newcastle on the... When's Newcastle? When are we going to Newcastle?
Let's just go to the live website just so that people can see what's going on there.
Oh, no, I've still got Bristol 17th.
So we're going to Newcastle on the 21st of April.
21st of April, okay.
There we go. So anyway, so it's a copy of that website. It's just a very simple, it's kind of a fairly static website.
Yep.
It's written in ASP.NET Core.
Yep.
Although that's not really relevant for what we're doing today. Today's about Azure. So that's the website. So what I want to do, so the scenario here is that you want your website to handle any kind of load that it gets greeted with without any human intervention. So we don't want the scenario where, like the Black Friday scenario where all of the main UK retailers, all their websites went down during Black Friday. One retailer in particular was down almost the whole day because they just weren't set up to handle the load. We want we want websites to be able to scale up and scale back down again, most importantly. Scale up when the load's there, scale back down when the load's not there, so that you're really paying for what you're actually using.
So are you suggesting that we have a Black Friday problem on MS Web Day?
No. No, but if everybody did...
How was our Black Friday sale?
We were fine. We didn't even need to scale. We were just all over it.
Yeah. Apparently, for some reason, there wasn't a massive influx on Black Friday for us.
No,
but maybe we should think about next year.
Yeah. We'll do some special offer. It's free anyway, so I'm not sure what more we can do. So I'm in the Azure web app here. There's lots of things that I can set up here. So you can see there's all sorts of different options that you can configure. The one I'm interested in is this scale out option.
Now, everything you're doing here, we're doing it in the portal.
Yeah.
But there is command line interfaces for Azure, and you can do everything here, which you're doing in the portal from command line.
Absolutely,
as well,
yeah.
Which
yeah.
some people prefer to work.
PowerShell and all the rest of it, yeah. So you can see I was testing this out yesterday to make sure it's going to work. So right now, I've got this set to, it's running on a single instance, and it's set to an instance count that I enter manually. So I manually control how many instances of the. So it does still have this, conceptually at least, this idea of a server.
Yeah,
it scales up and down. So I'm not quite sure what happens behind the scenes in reality, but we have this conceptual idea of an instance or a server. And
I think in other companies which do this kind of sort of scaling, like Heroku, have Dynamos, or is that the magician? I can't remember.
That is a magician.
Yeah, but Dynos. Yeah. It's the concept, instead of calling them nodes or servers,
it's a thing
which represents a physical, a known unit, which is what you get billed against.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set this to be a CPU percentage. So what this lets me do is set a range of instances I'm willing to scale up to. So I'm going to set this between 1 and 10, mm-hmm. and then a target CPU range. So I'm going to set this really tightly because I want to show that this scales up. So I'm going to set this between 15 and 25%. So what that's saying is I want my server or my instance to be between 15 and 25% CPU.
Yep.
And if it goes beyond that, I'm going to add up to 10 instances. And if it goes under 15, I'm going to take those instances away. So So you don't just have to do this on CPU. You can do this on various other performance rules as well. So I can add a rule here based on all sorts of things. I can choose memory percentage, disk queue, data in, data out. There's all sorts of things you can scale on.
Okay.
The CPU is the kind of
simplest one,
yeah. And I, as you know, as the viewers will get to know by now, I like these simple things.
Just interestingly, is the in your subscription or my subscription?
Yeah.
Is the largest instance count we can have is 10?
Yeah. No, I think so. This is a standard web application at the moment. I think if you go up to the premium one, that's higher.
So you can have more instances.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That depends. The amount of instances that you can scale up to depends very much on the subscription that you have.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right, and so also you can also control the instance size as well. So this is on the small instance. So obviously, if you have bigger instances, then it's a bigger block that you scale up to.
Right, okay.
But yeah, I think you can have on the premium one, you can have sort of very, very large servers and you have many of them and really, you know, should be able to scale to almost anything. So I'm going to
what we do, what this is quite an interesting way of scaling. It's actually the way I like to scale as well, is I have quite small servers.
Yeah.
Which granular. Cost very little. And then I scale with more, a couple. I don't really have that much demands for scalability anymore.
No, not like the good old days.
Not the good old days of e-commerce where we genuinely in my old company would have real problems with things like Cyber Monday, Black Friday, and Christmas. The day after Christmas, that's Boxing Day.
That's what it's normally known as.
Well, you know, in the trade, we call it the day after Christmas. Yeah. But Boxing Day. There's various times in the year which were particularly strong for us, and we had to worry really massively about scaling. And we did have a huge load in my old company. Yeah. Nowadays, mswebdays.net doesn't really have a scalability issue.
No.
Unless we try and force it for a demo purpose.
Which is exactly what we're going to do right now.
Okay.
So that's set now. So it's now in auto scale mode. So what we need to do now is generate some load on this site.
So shall I open up my browser? command window.
No, there's a better way to do it.
Get a web driver going.
I don't want you to just kind of keep pressing F5. That's not going to do what we need to do. We need much more load than that, actually.
I can press F5 really fast on multiple machines.
But can you press it as fast as 1,000 users at the same time?
I don't know.
No, possibly
you can't.
So what we're going to do here is we're in Visual Studio. I'm going to create a new project. So this, I'm going to use the load...
I didn't cut to your screen.
That's okay. I just went file new project. You've not missed a lot so far. It's fine.
Okay. I think we all know how to do that.
Hopefully, yeah. So I'm going to choose a web performance and load test project.
Yep.
And I don't want to create it there. I want to create it in there. I don't want to add source control, but apart from that, it's all good. So this is a feature that you get with, I'm not sure exactly which version of Visual Studio, it's one of the paid for versions. I don't think you're going to see this in the community edition of Visual Studio.
In editing, what I'll do is add.
Do that. Well, I look forward to seeing Martin from the editing suite.
No worries. Later on. He's going to be here right now.
Hi there, it's Martin from the future. So I checked, and it's the web load and performance testing stuff is only inside of Visual Studio Enterprise. So that's the version that Martin's using there.
Anyway, back to us.
So this is a way of basically setting up a web test. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a request, which gives me this little section in the bottom here, where I get to set the URL of the request. So I'm going to set that to be my website, or your website, as you're paying for it. there we go. That's great. So that's basically set up the request. Now, what you can do, if you're doing this kind of properly, is you might set lots of different requests for different URLs and be able to sort of mimic an actual user's journey through the website. But we're just doing a demo, so it's fine. We can just hack it around that. So the next thing I want to do is add a loop. So this is where it's going to loop through this request. So I'm going to make this a for loop. I'm going to call this iterator. I'm going to terminate when I get to 1,000. So this is 1,000 hits, and it's going to increment each time. And then I'm going to set that to use that web test we've got set up. So basically, it's a for loop. It's just going to go through it 1,000 times, basically. That's all that does. Pretty simple. Click OK. I'm going to save that. So that's the basic web test setup. What I now need to do is I need to add what's called a load test, which is something that's going to execute this web test a number of times, simulating lots of users on the site. So I'm just going to go to add and do a load test. So there are some options with Azure to actually run this in Azure, which is if you're doing this in a kind of production way, that's probably what you do. But for now, I'm just going to run this locally on my machine here. I'm going to run this for 10 minutes. I'm going to not use think times. This is where you can kind of simulate a user thinking between requests. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to have it run.
Does it have different think times for different distributions of geography? So like, for example...
Don't go there.
certain people in certain locations might think along. So people in Reading like us.
It may do that.
We take longer than those in Seattle to think.
But we're not going to go any further into that discussion for fear of upsetting people. But yeah, I'm sure you can do that. So in terms of user load, I'm going to put this on, let's see, I'm going to put this on 1,000 users. So 1,000 users hitting the website 1,000 times over the course of 10 minutes. You can do various tests. If you've got lots of different tests, you can add these in, but I'm just going to do it in sequential order. I'm going to add the test in that I want, which is the only test I've got available, this web test one. Okay, so I'm just going to choose web test one, add that in, and there it is. I can also simulate different network conditions. I'm going to leave that default, different browsers. It defaults IE9 quite weirdly. I don't know why it does that, but that's fine for what we need. Click OK, that's all good. So I've now set up the load test. And then what I can do now is just simply run this test from Visual Studio.
Okay.
It's going to start generating that load. So we just again, we're generating a load of 1,000 users, each one of those hitting that URL 1,000 times over the course of a 10-minute period.
Right.
So it should generate quite a bit of traffic.
Yep.
So I'm just going to right-click on here and do run load test. And this is just going to start running inside Visual Studio. It's going to build the test first. And that's now running. There we go. So whilst it's running, it gives you this nice little kind of view where it actually monitors the page response time and other indicators like that. So we're going to leave that running. Just whilst that's running, just a little point about ASP.NET.
Yep.
So this site's written ASP.NET Core 1.
Yep.
Now, we used to do this in .NET 4.5.
When we first started
doing this, yeah. And it was fine. You'd quite easily be able to push it to scale up. Ever since Core 1's come around, because it's so much faster, it's actually really hard, even with this level of traffic, to get it to scale.
Yep.
So I've done a little hack.
Okay.
You're going to enjoy this. So what I did, in the index method, I put this little bit of code in here, where I just basically just add a 2-second CPU delay.
Unnecessarily.
Unnecessarily, just to slow the server down.
Does that actually consume CPU?
Well, it does, because it's a while loop, so it will just keep going around this until 2 seconds.
Yeah, which is, if you'd just done a thread sleep, that wouldn't have worked, would it?
No, because it doesn't
consume.
I actually did that, and found that it didn't work. And then went on to Stack Overflow and found this way of doing it. So not only have we got those 1,000 users, 1,000 requests, but we've got this bit of hacking in there as well to cause a 2-second CPU load. So we should get some good scale. We should generate a lot of traffic here. So we're just going to let that run for a little while. You can see that the page response time's gone up straight away. And we're just going to fast forward into the future when this is done.
Okay.
So the test is complete now. So let's go back into Azure, and we can see that we actually have now scaled. So the reporting is always a little bit behind. So it's a few minutes behind. The test only just finished, and we're saying it's currently reporting 2.25 instances.
Yep.
Now, I don't really know what the 0.25 means. It's a bit freaks me out slightly, because you can't have a quarter of a server. But
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe somebody out there might know that, and they can tweet us.
Yeah, because it used to be quite solid instances.
Yeah, it used to be the one, two, three, or four.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden it's reporting 2.25.
Yeah.
So either they've done something new, or there's a rounding error in JavaScript.
Yeah, it could be.
So we've looked into this problem of fractional Azure instances to try and figure out why it gives you a fractional instance. We're not sure. Maybe it's the average over the period of the last sort of 24 hours of instance counts. Maybe it's the distance you are between the first instance and the second instance, and based upon the metric that you're scaling by. We're not sure. We've asked the Azure team, and when they get back to us, we'll update this video and also update the notes as well, the show notes below us in the comments, where we have a link currently to the forum where we've asked the question of the Azure team as to what's going on with that.
I mean, we can see that I ran this yesterday, set exactly the same test, and it went up to 5 instances, and you can see that how it scaled back down. I'm just going to zoom in so we can see that. So it ramped all the way up and back down, and you can see that this morning. So if we come back in a few minutes' time, or maybe an hour's time, we'll see that it ramped up to 5 or so instances.
Okay.
But the point here is it goes up when the load's there, and it goes back down when the load's not there.
Yeah, and you can control that based upon either CPU percentage or various different parameters which you set up. And it's kind of, you didn't have to code anything, you didn't have to write anything to do that, it's just something which automagically happens.
Automagically is the correct word, yes. Yes.
Okay, so that's the auto-scaling in the app service. Thanks for joining us for this Webhack Wednesday. Join us next week when we'll be talking about another topic all about the web. Thank you very much.